Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll head to the grandiose spectacle that is the Winterfest of Lights in Ocean City. And we'll hear part two of the Elsie Diaries as we check in with an Oxford family making a year-long trek around the globe aboard their 62-foot catamaran. And we'll also find out why heroin is making a big comeback on the shore. We'll learn what's being done to stop it. But first, this past summer was, by most business owners' accounts, a pretty strong one compared to recent summers. But even though many coastal businesses saw their numbers rise, many are still concerned with consumers' vacation trends, where value is still very much king, and that 7-day vacation is now a 3- or 4-day vacation. Many businesses wonder if those changing trends actually shrink the summer season, creating fewer days to make those vital profits that keep their business afloat in the off-season. In addition, there's been much talk in recent years about trying to grow the so-called shoulder seasons to make the coastal economy a bit more year-round rather than purely seasonal. With all that said, it's been a slow fall here in Ocean City, according to many business owners I've spoken with. And this week, I wanted to find out why. I started with Susan Jones. She's the executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. I asked her why this fall has been so slow.
Well, I think one of the things that has certainly affected this fall has been Hurricane Sandy. So with people who may have typically come down just for a quick weekend, they could be cleaning up their backyards, they could be pouring their money into home renovations, so there isn't that disposable income that they may have had last fall.
It seemed for a few years before the economic downturn that the shoulder seasons were growing, but in talking with many people throughout the business community in Ocean City and up and down the coast for that matter, it seems the shoulder seasons are almost shrinking a bit. Are you getting that same sense?
I would say yes, they probably are shrinking. A lot of school schedules are going into the middle to the end of June. The sporting schedules certainly go to the end of June. So there isn't as much time to cram into the summer vacation. And August, you know, school sporting schedules are starting in the middle of August. So there's really become a very short window to take a week-long vacation. Yeah. And I think, you know, years back, we relied on golf as the savior to the shoulder season. So for a long time, that really worked. And then when we had an enormous amount of golf courses built in a short period of time, there was more competition. So I think we have to find something new.
The shoulder seasons, of course, lead to that so-called 100 days of summer that many, you know, long-time business owners point to. You have 100 days to make all your money in the summer and then store up the nuts and the log and live off them in the winter. Is that season, that 100 days, getting smaller?
I would say it is. I mean, we certainly don't have the traditional week-long vacation anymore. The younger families seem to want to take maybe 3-4 3-day trips throughout the year rather than spending all their money in 1 week during the summer. So I definitely think consumer trends have changed. We don't have the traditional, I've got to go to the beach for the summer vacation that we had 20 years ago. We have people that want to try new things.
What are local businesses doing to adapt? You know, I know many are trying to now upgrade their establishments, whether it be hotels, and go more green with, you know, their linens or even their facility or their menus. Some restaurants that have been there for a very long time, they're trying to revamp things, just minor changes that might make their organization or their establishment more appealing to this changing consumer. Tell me about what you've seen in the community and some of those things that people are doing.
Well, I think that businesses definitely have to adapt because you can't do business the way you did 30 years ago and expect to get the same amount of business. Younger consumers know they can get something better, greater, faster, at a lower price because of the whole value concept. So unless a business owner is willing to tweak what they're doing, they're not going to survive. I know some owners are really looking at the bottom line. They're looking at what they can do to cut expenses. What can they do to generate new revenue? For example, we have Fishtails, and Bahia Marina has just put in some solar panels that are going to actually generate electricity, sell it back to the power grid so he can have a reduction in his energy. Mm-hmm. So things like that, and you definitely are having to try different concepts and building, you know, putting in the microwaves, putting in the refrigerators. No longer does somebody want just a room with two beds.
We've seen in the past several years, some businesses that were Ocean City staples kind of go off the island a little bit and move over to West Ocean City. We've seen a huge boom in West Ocean City, Ocean Pines, even Berlin. How concerned are you that some of these staple businesses that have been here for decades may either move across the bridge or just cash in their chips and be done if the market doesn't pick up or the shoulder seasons don't expand or that 100 days of summer isn't 100 days anymore.
I think it's a huge concern. And we all know that it's less expensive to do business across the bridge because you're only paying the county tax. You're not paying the city and the county tax. And that's why a lot of businesses have chosen to go across the bridge. So we really need to address that and face that reality, or we're going to be in trouble. Owners can only do so much to cut their expenses with labor and their food costs. So really, it comes down to taxes.
There's been a lot of conversation about City Manager David Recor's comprehensive plan and what's going to be in that. Certainly, I know there's strategies concerning infrastructure and what the town's going to look like and what city government will provide to residents and tourists even. But where is that conversation? Where do you think that strategy is going to go concerning tourism?
Well, I think that we definitely need to make sure that tourism is included in the plan, because we can't provide the services and all the great amenities we have in Ocean City unless we take care of tourism. That is the economic driver. We don't have any smokestacks on the island. So unless you have the revenue to bring in money, then you're not going to have any services to provide. You've got to take care of the revenue side first.
For the business owner that has seemingly weathered the storm and gone through the quote-unquote Great Recession, is there any silver lining that they can look to in the future in Ocean City and say, if I can just make it to there, maybe it's going to be okay? Because I don't get that sense when speaking to some business owners.
I think there's a lot of uneasiness out there. Business owners are very nervous about the future. And one thing that makes them extremely nervous is the Affordable Health Care Act. There still is a lot of question. There's a lot of gray area because businesses that have over 50 employees will have to provide health care. And we still don't know and we don't understand the implications of that act and how it affects our seasonal employees. Typically, the seasonal employees have to have insurance through the sponsoring organizations to even come over. But we're hearing that those employees are still going to be counted towards the business's bottom line. So we're trying to clarify that with so many changes in regulations and so many, I would say so much red tape, they're really strangling the business owners.
That was Susan Jones, executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. Bill Herbst is the owner of La Hacienda. It's a Mexican restaurant that's been a staple in Midtown Ocean City for the past 33 years. But an unfamiliar sign appeared in the window of La Hacienda just a month or so ago. It said, "For rent." Without getting into the specifics of Herbst's ongoing negotiation with the building's owner, he told me that the cost of doing business in Ocean City, coupled with the changing consumer trends, is making small owners like him reevaluate their strategy, and in some cases, their location.
Right now, I think Ocean City is trending to shorter vacations, and that result means there's empty real estate in Ocean City for more periods of time. I mean, years ago, before even the internet, we used to do a lot of business in the spring, like February and March. People, families come down looking for their vacation home for the, you know, their property for the summer. And now, with the advent of the internet, which is a good thing, don't misunderstand me, you can do all that on a virtual tour. So you don't have to set foot in Ocean City till your vacation starts. So we've lost that. The golfing industry has peaked out a number of years ago. So that has a significant effect on the off-season business. And when I first got here, we were in a situation in 1979, but we just autumn, you know, everybody closed right after, you know, say Halloween till Easter.
You know, the other thing that seems to play a role in this alleged shrinking of the shoulder seasons is the decrease, or really the disappearance, of the construction business. I know a lot of those guys that were during the housing boom, that were doing all of that work on condos and building new properties, those guys would go out to lunch at local restaurants and really sustain the businesses and the bottom lines of local businesses throughout the winter months. That's pretty much gone. How much of a role has that played in perhaps how many closed businesses we're seeing, certainly during the daytime in Ocean City?
Well, it would be hard to say how significant an effect it has. I do know that what you're stating is exactly correct. There is no, you don't see the master plumbers, the electricians, drywall guys, the painters. I used to see them come in, you know, by the van loads after work and stop in on whether it was taco night or fajita night, whatever it was. And, you know, you'd see 6, 8, 10, 12 of them at a time. And so the building boom that has come to to a halt has had a significant effect, but that's cyclical also. So you have to take that into account. Back in the 80s, there wasn't any real building boom, and it started picking up in the late 90s and early 2000s. So we had a good stretch of years there where that played a significant role in how all the businesses operated in the off season. And of course, we depend on weekend business in the off season, and you lose a weekend because of bad weather, you've lost a month. Yep. You have one bad weekend in a month. So, you know, in the summer, you lose a day, you lose the week. You lose a weekend, you lose the month. And that's pretty much how it is. And, you know, and of course, the consumers are finding ways to spend less money when they go out because they've got less. The discretionary income isn't there. There are other things to do. For instance, there's a casino in the area now that takes some of the discretionary spending dollars away from what used to be the restaurants. And years ago, say 10, 12 years ago and past that, you know, when you lived in this area, when you were a local here, you automatically went to Ocean City to eat dinner. It was automatic. That's where all the good restaurants are. And now with the proliferation of, say, the Ocean Pines area, where there's 10 to 12 places to eat there, you got West Ocean City with 22 to 26 places, and all play all significant roles in how Ocean City does business in the off season.
I remember right before the recession happened, there was a conversation about, you know, we're on the brink of becoming a year-round resort. No one's saying that anymore. We're actually seeing more and more places close down. Do you think we're moving farther away from that so-called year-round resort and we're getting back to maybe something that we saw in the 70s where people should just, you know, consider closing their doors down as soon as the season ends and we have a ghost town for the whole off-season?
Well, it looks like it's trending that way, but of course the cost of doing business in town keeps you open longer. You can't afford to just be open from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's not going to make things happen. And truly, the best part of the summer is July 4th to Labor Day. It can come back, but consumers drive everything that happens. And of course, with all the commercial development outside of Ocean City, the immediate area, that has really hammered Ocean City.
Bill Harps, thanks so much for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
You're welcome, Brian. Good to see you again.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.